These are the latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Gareth Freeman. We'll start with an update on the future of Odion Ighalo. Now, he is, of course, on loan from Chinese side Shanghai Shenhua until the end of the season, with the campaign now suspended until next month and remaining in balance as to whether it gets completed or not. There is a chance his impressive display against LASK in the Europa League may have been his last for Manchester United, but manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has dropped a huge hint that he is planning on keeping Ighalo for the following campaign, saying Odion has done it really well since he came in and he's enjoying himself and he will improve and get better, but he has the qualities we saw in him and we needed, and we still need those qualities for next season, so let's see what we will do. He's a goal scorer and a striker. He doesn't worry too much about all the nonsense build-up play. That's a joke, obviously. On to some more transfer talk, and Manchester United are being linked on a raid for Borussia Mönchengladbach Swiss international Denis Zakaria. They will face plenty of competition, though. Premier League rivals Liverpool have also been mentioned as possible suitors. There is also interest from Europe, with Borussia Dortmund and Bayern Munich keen to keep him in the Bundesliga. Atletico Madrid have also been suggested as an interested party as a potential replacement for their midfielder Thomas Partey. We'll finish with the thoughts of Daniel James, and he says he shouldn't be scored on his goal-scoring record, as he brings much more to the Manchester United side. He ended a 32-game goalless streak with a strike against LASK in the Europa League on Thursday.